Great night for you guys tonight. Started off well, and then Pine Creek got a momentum, tied it up at the end of the first quarter. They had a lead in the second quarter. And then after it was tied at 20, that 10-0 run, that was the difference in the game. That's what did Pine Creek in, and really you got to give good credit to your girls for playing tonight.
Yeah. I felt like we were ready to play. You know, we made our adjustments quickly, and it really helped us pull away. I really want to give credit to our guards. They shot really well tonight. And, you know, especially on the inside, it was pretty rough on the inside. And, you know, we weathered the storm, found a way to get the bucket.
And, you know, it's been one of your energy players that sparked a run. And I know she's drained after this game, but Emily Smith, she had the and one and really struggled at the foul line the last couple games. And she hit the and one, and she had two and ones tonight.
I know.
She was perfect from the foul line where, you know, she hadn't been hitting those free throws lately, but it was really good to see her be another spark plug.
I know. One thing, Emily's such a sweet girl, but, man, one thing, you get her all fired up, she will turn it up for sure. And we know when she's frustrated, get her the ball because she will score. So I'm really proud of her for having an inside presence for us, because that was a huge difference.
It was the combination of the inside presence tonight with her and Emily Weathers. I know Weathers was in foul trouble for pretty much the entire second half, but what she did to even help you guys get going was big.
Oh, I know. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Emily Weathers, she can score, but, you know, she's got to work on other things on her game as well, because she just sits by me too long just because she's in foul trouble so much, and that hurts us as a team. And so she's got to mature a little bit more on the defensive end, and hopefully we can keep her in the game a little bit longer.
Well, I had 14 for Roberts. She actually had 16 tonight, hit that shot in the first quarter, couldn't see. So it was a great good game for her, and four threes as she blows a dab as she goes by here. But it was a good balance scoring up top once again for you guys here tonight.
Right. I mean, Caitlin, I don't know what it is. Ever since she's been sick, she's been shooting great. So whatever. I mean, take your cold medication and keep shooting. But I was really happy that, because when you're shooting from the outside, that opens that zone up pretty easily, and that makes it a lot easier for our post to score. So that just equaled out inside-outside game.
Well, you guys were better at the foul line, 12 of 18 tonight. You guys had 8 turnovers I had you unofficially for. You guys really did a good job of cutting down the turnovers, and I don't think – you only had 2 in the second half I had you for. So, but you guys really valued the basketball much better in the second half especially.
Right. I mean, that's the main thing. We don't need to force anything. You know, when you have the lead, why would you do anything careless? And so that's one thing we want to really work on, is just taking care of the ball, get the smart pass, and then that equals out a shot that you really want.
Well, you pick up the win here, and you're going to be on the front side of the bracket now, and it's 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the community building. I'm assuming it's Carney Catholic, because I heard they were up big from what I understood after the first quarter.
Yes, I was able to watch their first quarter, and, yeah, I think it was like 27-3, so I would assume it's probably them that we're going to be playing.
Well, what did you maybe see a little bit from them?
Pretty hardcore man-to-man. I think that's one thing we need to probably prepare for, is just, you know, see a tough man-to-man. They're pretty good shooters from the outside. And, again, they're used to winning. I know that is a huge factor in tournaments. And so they were the champions last year. So I just hope we show up and give them a good game.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here, wrapping things up. A big win, 59-43 over Pine Creek. You finally got him in your third try. And you get to go to the front side for the first time in a long time. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.